In this bulletin, Bill Shorten declares the next election will be a referendum on wages. Three explosive devices sent to transport hubs in London. And in football, Manchester United suffer another injury blow ahead of tomorrow's Champions League clash against PSG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the next election will be a referendum on wages. Mr. Shorten delivered his economic address at the Australian Financial Review Business Summit in Sydney this morning. He spoke about stagnant wages growth and the government's jobs figures. Mr. Shorten also hit back at Prime Minister Scott Morrison's comments that accused Labor of an agenda based on envy.
And when some leaders dismiss the aspirations of ordinary people as envy, or resentment, or trying to drag others down, it actually makes things worse. We now have record lows in wages growth, stagnant real wages, and cuts to penalty rates. Inequality is at historic highs. The enterprise bargaining system is collapsing.
Ireland's police service says it's helping investigate three explosive devices sent to major transport hubs in London. Three packages were discovered at Heathrow Airport, London City Airport, and Waterloo Railway Station. The parcels reportedly had Irish stamps. Police in Sydney say a dentist whose body was found stuffed inside a suitcase had been stabbed. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of 32-year-old Preeti Reddy after her body was discovered in a car in the suburb of Kingsford overnight. Detectives have also revealed a man known to Dr. Reddy died on Monday in what's believed to have been a deliberate car crash. Dozens of bushfires are still burning across Victoria. There are several watch and act alerts in place for blazes east of Melbourne. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton has ruled out running again for president in 2020. Mrs. Clinton, who lost the 2016 presidential election to Donald Trump, told a New York TV station she's glad to see so many women making their mark in the US Congress. She says despite not running for the presidency, she'll continue to stand up for what she believes in.
What's at stake in our country, the kinds of things that are happening right now, are deeply troubling to me. We've gotten not just polarized, we've gotten into really opposing camps, unlike anything I've ever seen in my adult life.
Manchester United has suffered another blow ahead of tomorrow's Champions League clash against PSG in Paris. Star forward Alex Sanchez has been ruled out for between 4 and 6 weeks after suffering a knee injury against Southampton over the weekend. United will travel to France without several key players, with midfielder Paul Pogba suspended and a number of others injured. United head to Paris, trailing PSG 2-0 from the first leg played at Old Trafford. Melbourne Victory's Asian Champions League campaign has suffered a major setback, losing 3-1 to Daegu FC on their opening night. The result ended Victory's 12-match unbeaten run at home in the continental competition. Kevin Muscat's side is also in a mid-season slump without a win in a month. The loss wasn't Victory's only setback. The club was forced to play in an away kit after axing a problematic shirt sponsorship just hours from kickoff. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, rain at times and 28. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28 degrees. A few showers and windy in Melbourne, 20. Hobart, possible shower, 17. Canberra, a shower or two, 25. Wollongong, showers, a possible storm, 26. Sydney, showers, a possible storm, 31. Newcastle, similar and 36 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.